Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We hope all your dates are going well, but if you've been on a first date with somebody that you would love to see again, but they're dragging their feet on their end getting back to you, we'll at least try to find out why. Message us at 1029thewolf.com. Maybe you'll be up next on Second Date Update. We've got our listener Ingrid joining us this morning. Ingrid, what can you tell us about Sean?
Yeah, I mean, he's got everything going on for him, and I just think he's really fun and cool, and we had a nice time, so there's, like, no point to just keep going and see what happens.
Yeah.
But he hasn't answered me in a week and a half.
Yeah. What can you tell us about the date? Maybe we can try to decipher something here.
Yeah, well, it was cool. I mean, we chilled and talked about our interest over hot chocolate. It was really nice.
Hot chocolate? Okay. So where were you?
Yeah, we met up at, like, this, like, specialty hot chocolate spot.
Cool.
I love this.
Yeah. Kind of festive.
How was the vibe then? How was getting to know Sean, Ingrid?
Yeah, he was flirty, and I don't know. I for sure, like, we had a good time, but yeah. I haven't heard from him.
And, like, when you say flirty, Ingrid, what was Sean doing? Was he some occasional contact, like
hand holding or something, or
maybe
what?
Just, you know, touched your knee
all
or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of the above. He did all those things. I did all those things. It was really nice and, like, reciprocal. And but at the end of the date, he was full on, like, snuggling into me. So.
Wow. So were you, like, on a couch the same side of a booth together or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Loving this.
Jeez.
Were there any moments where you felt maybe a shift in the energy? I mean, you said at the end of the night, or the end of the date, rather, he was full on snuggling into you. So obviously, everything must have been going very well if you were enjoying it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Not that I can think of. Like, yeah. I wore a soft sweater, but it did have, like, some of those metallic threads. Maybe they were scratchy and annoying.
Okay.
And,
what?
And that's, I don't know.
But he would have said, I mean, that would have been like a joke opportunity or something, right? Like, hey, you're poking me here with your metallic threads.
You know? All right. Well, if that's all you got, it sounds like the only way to solve this mystery, Ingrid, is to give Sean a call and get his side of the story. So if you're ready, we're coming back in 3 minutes. We're calling Sean and getting his side of the story and seeing if he wants to see you for a second date. So, Ingrid, you hold on right there. We're coming back with the second half of Second Date Update next on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Well, I think we all agree, if you heard Ingrid talking about her cozy first date, things look positive between she and Sean.
I just think he's really fun and cool, and we had a nice time, so there's, like, no point to just keep going and see what happens. But he hasn't answered me in a week and a half.
By the end of their first date, they were snuggling up over hot cocoa, but why has Sean grown cold? Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Sean, please? Hello?
Yeah, it's me. Who's this?
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Not to trouble you this morning, and thanks for answering. And this is not a sales call or anything like that. I got to tell you up front, you're on the radio right now because we're Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, thanks. Would you spend a couple minutes with us? We kind of have to ask you some questions.
So Sean, we do a thing called a segment on our show called Second Date Update, where somebody's been on a first date with someone. That other person, though, is not getting back to them, thinking that might kind of lead to something more. Do you remember going on a date with Ingrid?
Yeah.
Okay. About a week, been a week and a half, yeah, I think.
I remember Ingrid. She was cute. It was a good time.
Okay, so you did like a hot chocolate date or something, cocoa.
Right. Yeah. I guess we're just trying to figure out, because she reached out to us and is kind of curious, and I guess we are too, why you're not responding to her messages.
I'm just embarrassed for her.
Would you mind, sharing a little bit more? You're embarrassed.
He was very nice. He was cute. We were having a good time. We were just talking about stuff, what we're into, and I was probably blabbing about my fantasy football team doing well, and just explaining how all that works and why it's a thing with guys. And then she, next thing I know, she pulls out her phone to show me her cooking Instagram thing, and that was bad.
Okay, so we're confused, Sean. I'm sorry, but how was that? You said you were embarrassed for her.
It was just, she was so proud of something that was so ugly. Like, her food looked so disgusting. Like, I would never touch it.
So she has like an Instagram channel or something like that, or she does cooking on there. She showed this to you, and you were kind of, I guess, turned off by her cooking on Instagram. So that's why you're not.
The pictures of her food were unappealing.
Yeah, it was just a thing. It just looked so bad. I kind of thought it was a joke, and then she was so proud of it, and I thought that was...
You just guaranteed you're never going to do anything I cook.
Okay, all right, okay, Ingrid, hold on, Ingrid. Sean, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you that Ingrid, we thought we had...
We talked to her here earlier.
We talked to her about five minutes. We thought she was on hold. Ingrid, what is this about your Instagram? What is that all? What is
this?
Do you
have a page, do you do this on the side, or
why do you think Sean would say it looks unappetizing?
Okay, well, first of all, let me just say, you don't judge the taste by the photo, by the way.
Yeah, okay, and that's a good point. So the pictures of your dishes don't do them justice, or what?
Any way you slice it, or like a bunch of overcooked macaroni drowning in milk and cream or whatever with a bunch of burnt cheese on top, like you slap that onto a plate, doesn't look good.
Okay, you don't have to be rude about it. Maybe I need to learn about plating, but my cooking tastes are awesome. Anyone can tell you that.
All right, jump to conclusions. It's just what I'm thinking. Whatever, it's not a great fit. It's all right.
I agree. I was creating homemade chicken wing sauce so we could, watch Monday Night Football together, but now I'll take them to my family instead. Too late now. Good luck.
I guess I have to ask Ingrid, why do you think these pictures might look repulsive to Sean?
Is that possible?
Is it just like the filters you're using on your phone, or what?
I'm not a professional food photographer. I think that the reason they have jobs is because food doesn't always look great when you take a photo of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it the colors? And Sean, is it the way it's photographed?
Yeah, it was kind of one of those, if it doesn't look good, it doesn't taste good in my mind. And I think going on the fact that I thought she was joking and then she was serious.
You thought it was some sort of parody account of food? Were you laughing at it when she showed you the pictures?
Yeah. Like, there's that funny chef who goes on to make fun of people's recipes and stuff like that. That's one of those things.
But that's not true, Ingrid. You take this very seriously.
I do.
I'm so sorry. So,
but then, Sean, you could just, go with that and just have, okay, great, support your hobby, get better, or whatever. I mean,
don't say get better.
Well, whatever. Like, you can make improvements. I mean, she probably would look at your fantasy football lineup and think that it's a parody account as well.
She would. I think that she was 9-2, but well, all right.
So you may be just not a fit for each other. Ingrid, what are you feeling? Are your feelings hurt about Sean making these comments about your food?
Yeah, I think it's a really quick reason to like judge somebody.
Agreed.
Instead of just getting curious and being like, hey,
tell me
like,
more.
Or just not worrying about that.
Yeah, right. So is it a no then, Sean, to see Ingrid again because of this?
Yes, it's already out there. It's probably not a thing you can walk back, so that's right. Probably it.
And Ingrid, you're fine with that, too. You don't want to cook for Sean.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
Got it. All right. Okay. Well, guys, other chickens to roast, other cookies to bake. We wish you all kinds of luck. And Ingrid, here's to you finding someone who can appreciate all you have to offer.
Yeah.
And Sean, thanks for joining us on Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.